us bastards up on Wall Street are there such an awful breed? What turned our land of liberty into a prison made of greed? But our lady of the harbor, she still wears freedom's crown. Even waterboarding Christians couldn't tear that bad bitch down. For sale, for sale, for shame, for shame.
My name is Don Shulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a thrusting, forceful, dynamic society, and that is why I like to get away from America as often as possible. And once a year, go to Europe to hear the music of the other languages. You see, I believe you can hear the music of a language long before you are able to speak it. French, for example. Hearing French spoken, well, it's a sensual experience. Perfume, cigarette smoke on the metro, food to make love to the palate, and automobiles. Automobiles as far as the eye can see. The music of the German language, on the other hand, is an exciting and slightly frightening experience. Rather like having a shower of cold beer with no lock on the door.
It's the Splutengeflüten Bertenstadt. Mit rein der Splut. Mit Wurden des Splutengeflüten.
Listening to Italian is quite unique. It is akin to having a large cup of espresso coffee poured all over you. These are just some of the linguistic delights in which I have been basking on my tour of Europe this year. But now it was time to make my way across the channel to England. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Chips with Everything, the British music show on that beautiful CITR 101.9 FM. It's Vancouver. It's a beautiful, warm, tank top weather day.
So all of you people out there at Trafalgar and 12th at the beach volleyball
tournament. Yeah, they were spiking some aces over there. People out playing beach volleyball Westside Vancouver today.
And we'll be talking about other sporting events today besides beach volleyball.
There was a game of ultimate going on outside where we are.
Outside of the sunny student union building.
Which was, they were like dripping with sweat. Yeah. It's like these, there's about six of them.
Yeah, the usual.
Six, and of course, I like that it's always like equal men and women.
It is.
And
I think you need three or four per game on each side.
Anyway, it's a beautiful spring day here in Vancouver.
Sailing. There's a lot of sailing out there today.
And of course, it's Valentine's Day. So we'll be playing special
Red related music.
Yeah, and Gung Hae Fat Choi.
Another.
And the Olympics. So it's basically Red Day.
It's Red Day.
And, you know, I'm sure both Dave and I will be playing songs for our beloveds during the show. And if anybody wants to call in with a request, we'll probably play it if we have it.
And maybe a song. Maybe I'll play a song for my wife too.
604-822-2487.
You know, in addition to my beloved, I mean. I don't know, it's been 12 months now, 12, 13 years. You know, you never know. You can turn it around. We got some off-price crack ties, some miles and miles of coffee towels, TVs, deep freeze, and David Bowie LPs, pool games, gold chains, what's names, and Oedipus.
Thank you. Are girls really better than boys, though? I think they are. In my opinion, they are.
Oh, I don't know. Come on. You know, I've heard that a lot. My daughter's told me this one. Everyone says, oh, you know, genetically. Yeah, she's like feminist, right? But good. You know, feminism good. Years. All I've heard about them. Yes. Well, I just disagree.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
You know,
yeah,
boys know. Are like, fun.
Boys
are fun.
Boys are fine. Yeah. I'm not talking about little children. I'm talking about inhuman beings, women.
Me too.
No. Women, you know, they have many positive qualities.
I know. They're compassionate, you know, sure. And they are the social glue that ties society together. Sure, sure.
And to be honest,
but guys, if you're going to go out on a Saturday night, you know, guys are a lot of fun.
The opening line of that song is, you get your washing clean in the same machine as you soil it.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
We gaze at each other questioningly. If you know what that means, call 604-822-2487. It's 90 minutes past 5. That was the Silver Ginger 5 with Girls Are Better Than Boys. And before that, Fortet from their new album, which is called This Is... There's Love In You. I thought, you know, it's all about today.
Yeah,
the show is all about one thing: Valentine's Day, Chinese New Year, and the Olympics.
That's right.
And
it's the Holy Trinity. Persons are one.
We need a song that's going to one single song that encapsulates
that ties all three of those things.
We're going to search for that today.
It's because
between them and six.
We're in the middle of a course up at UBC, a project management course we're taking on air. It's a new thing. They have online courses and they have, you know, distance education. Now they actually have on air self tutorials.
We thought that this was going to be difficult to get to CITR today because of the Olympic traffic. But another benefit of the Olympics is that the streets are nice and quiet.
Yeah, that's right.
And of course, you know, because UBC is an existing facility, it wasn't included in the Olympics in any way. So, you know, no cordon of security, no cops on the way up. You know, it was fine for us to be openly swigging from a bottle of vodka in our car as we came along 12th Avenue because all the policemen are downtown. Checking for anarchists, it is now. Not even terrorists.
Oh, yeah.
Now, anarchists are our enemies.
Well, yeah, because what they need to use is a special word for local terrorists, because if they're local, of course, it's really hard to prove they're terrorists when they do what they call terrorists, as long as they're far away. Anyway, that's another slice for another time, you know? Yeah. But speaking of ridiculousness,
as we always are,
there was this husband of a female ski jumper. No, sadly, that's not true. It was the husband of a, what was she? I think a mogul skier, freestyle. And he got barred from the enclosure, it's called, because he didn't have accreditation. Not ID, right? You prove he was this American skier's husband.
So a marriage certificate isn't proper accreditation for that these days?
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
And so he was he was pulled out and arrested.
What?
Yeah. And then she had to go off and ski. And as horrible as that is, Don, let's see, what should we call him? Don Bald Nuts. No, that's a compliment. I don't know. Don Whitman, the CTV sportscaster. This is my 13th. No.
I
used to love him. You know, CFL, Grey Cup, all that.
Well, he made a commentary on it.
Oh, all he said was, he goes, and then he was a Bart and arrested. Rules are rules. And it was the way he said it. He was like this, all those people who knock over garbage cans, they need to be lined up and shot. You know, all calm and nice about it still.
It's good, though, that the Olympics is not just, you know, athletic excellence that gets recognized, but you know, many, many other aspects of life, such as, you know, being extremely pedantic. It really brings out the best in the world.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be, let's see, it'll be a wonderful new biathlon of being a pedantry and I don't know, corruption.
Corruption, oh God.
Yeah, there's a lot of Ted the Fanatic corrupts out there.
You just wish you could be there as corrupt as that. Oh, that you're just jealousy, man.
Oh, that jealousy. You're jealous thing, that of drives their... a huge part of all this. Of course it does.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that acknowledgement.
No, it's true. Of course, but so what? But it's a sandwich. It's a beautiful sandwich, and jealousy is only one of the more piquant condiments of the whole pile. That's what I think. Just my opinion. Well, all I got to say about the Olympics, other than what we've covered so well, beach volleyball.
To Yorkshire, home of the Yorkshire Terrier, so beloved in Beverly Hills and Hollywood. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, double room. You silly bugger, I've heard that a few times. What do you take me for, a fool? Bloody fool, eh? Now look, I don't give a damn what you do here, as long as you pay it money. Soon I expect to have that speech translated.
what life she had. She'd help him fight and share his pain. Her very blood was in his veins.
Cause there's no hugs for you if you were born in the 80s, the 80s. I'll do things for you if you were born in the 80s, the 80s. I've got hugs for you if you were born in the 80s, yeah.
Not just a great song, but one of the great songs.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, so that's why we're gonna chat it on top of it, because of course, you know, it's one of these songs that's always in your head anyway.
It's true.
Sure, everybody who's listening to this has this song in their head all the time.
Yeah. It's so Valentine's Day.
Calvin Harris, acceptable in the 80s.
If you were born in the 80s, I want to get it. I mean, it's just... It says a lot about Valentine's Day because it's, you know, it's very much irrational, just like Valentine's Day. Painful, just like getting Cupid's heart, you know, arrow through your heart. What else? I don't know. It spins. It's insane.
You know, anyway, to go back to come down to Elf for a moment.
Yes.
Yeah, Calvin Harris is playing at the Olympics.
It's acceptable at the
in the Olympics.
Where?
My caveat here is that all the information I got about this gig was done. I binged Google,
right,
and that helped me to find out that there was a Craigslist ad saying two tickets for Calvin Harris, February 26, 2010, at Celebrities.
Oh, perfect.
$100 each.
Really?
Yeah, $100 to go to get a scalped Calvin Harris ticket for the acceptable at the Olympics.
But Celebrities is a small venue. It'd be a great place to see somebody you really, really like.
Yeah, it'd probably be good.
But still.
But what's he doing? 100. DJing?
Yeah, I know. $100.
Prior to that, Orange Juice from the album The Orange Juice with Lean Period. And before that, the Poppy Family with A Good Thing Lost with There's No Blood in Bone. And I'm going to go even further back because I missed crediting some songs. Underworld. Let's see, there's a new album here by Underworld. And it's actually some sort of compilation. I don't even know what the concept is behind this record. But it's got, I think it's curated.
Oh, yeah, that word.
Curated by Underworld. Right.
That's what they call a lot of things. Like concerts are curated.
It's called Underworld versus the Mysterons, Athens. And there's tracks by Roxy Music, Alice Coltrane. It's probably just a mixed thing.
West Side Vancouver.
And that was the Underworld song.
West Side Vancouver home staging curated by Zelco Realty. That kind of stuff, right?
Correct. Correct, my friend. We are basically curating CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You know what they curated my sausage with when I was at the German house?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so fill us in. Come on.
Well.
Come on, let's hear some reportage.
Well,
serious stuff.
Okay.
Forget your sausage. No sausage gags.
No, no sausage gags. What they put on my sausage.
Yeah. Okay.
French's mustard. German house.
I'm going to fade you out. Right. This is about sausages.
That's it. Sausage talk is over. All right. Is that what you needed to hear? No more sausage. Okay.
It's part of the style guide here at CITR that we do certain jokes that we don't do. That's I'm collecting funny local renderings of the Olympic mascots. So if anybody knows where there's any, like outside the Two Parrots on Granville Street, they've got a big mural of Quatchy pouring a jug of sparkling Canadian lager into a big Canadian mug.
That's good.
And
of course there'll be a pornographic.
No, I haven't seen any of those.
You know, that'll come.
That's down the road. Once they no longer have volunteers checking copyrights for them.
Now what's is it? Micmac, Moomoo, Micmic,
Muckmuck,
Muckmuck. That's it. Everybody's favorite, really.
Well, he's got a hat that looks like a breast.
Oh,
that's
so
why the toddlers like him.
The younger set.
And let's face it, humans, in my experience, you know, my my observations, pretty much everybody likes what toddlers like.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah. Complete lack of responsibility. Drooling.
Yeah.
You know?
Eating just a few foods, only your favorites. I mean, which one, who amongst us would not really want to do that all the time?
Scream your head off, and throw the plate against the wall if it's not exactly what you like when you want it.
Yeah.
And once you're or if you're bored, you'll destroy it. You're finished with it. Your signal is to flip it off. Oh, yeah, it's a good life. Oh, yeah, being a toddler.
Okay,
of course,
I'm going to.
There's that whole terror of everything known and unknown. There is that.
That's true. I'm gonna play a song for my wife Jessica on Valentine's Day. Just say I love you. And
what is it?
This is.
Tell us about the song.
Oh, this is by Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers.
Oh, this one. Of course, I knew this one.
No, this song. And it's called Somebody to Hold Me from their album. What was this album called? Oh, yeah, Jonathan Sings. And it's for my wife.
It's all that I've got somebody to hold me. She holds me, feels good. I got somebody to hold me. She holds me better than I thought she would. I got somebody to hold me. I still get sad, but not like before. I got somebody to hold me. And when I want more holding, I can ask for more. And sometimes, sometimes I'm just plain uncomfortable, or I'm not used to being treated so well.
Now Jojo, what brings this change we see?
It's all that I've got somebody to hold me. She holds me and feels real good. I got somebody to hold me. Well, she holds me and it's warm and all. I got somebody to hold me. Well, I still get sad, but it ain't like before. I got somebody to hold me. And when I want more holding, I can ask for more. Sometimes I still can't believe it's my life. Sometimes I'm scared of having a wife.
Now, Jojo, what brings this change we see?
Well, it's all that I've got somebody to hold me. I say she holds me and feels real good. Well, I got somebody to hold me. Well, she holds me better than I thought she would. Well, I got somebody to hold me. Still get sad, but it ain't like before. I got somebody to hold me. And when I want more holding, I can ask for more. Sometimes it's sad, same way autumn can be. Lonely years saying goodbye to me.
Now, Jojo, what brings this change we see?
It's all that I've got somebody to hold me. It's different since I've got somebody to hold me. It's different since I've got someone to
hold me. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds. Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds. Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
She speak.
When Joey died, Marie went mad.
Okay, it's 6:10, so it's almost time for us to, get sensible and leave here. Unfortunately.
Bow out gracefully.
Go back to, sedate Vancouver, I think it's fair to say. All the Olympic events must be in Whistler today.
It seems that way.
It's like dead as a doornail.
Last night, however, at the Commodore Lanes, it was definitely a rambunctious crowd.
Yeah.
Especially
around... Did you get on the hockey machine?
The bubble hockey was surrounded. Just surrounded by... Woo-woo!
What's on at 6?
All kinds of good stuff. Oh, you mean tonight? Well,
on
course.
CITR.
Well, of course, it's going to be Pride Canada booth in the West End there in the community building or community office is going to be hopping when they hear the news that Queer FM, hosted by Heather Kay, will go ahead and schedule.
Yes! Yes, thank you.
All right, so that's it. If get your sport on.
Yeah,
I love it. I think it's the first one ever. It's the first Pride Olympic booth ever. That actually is one of the great, great things about the Olympics.
Whether or not Heather's going to be talking about that today, we can only find out in 8 minutes' time when hopefully she'll be
stroll on. I can guarantee you that at 8 p.m. it'll be Rhythms India.
Hosted by Olympic torchbearer.
Anoop. Really?
Did you know he was a torchbearer?
Oh, that's a nice touch.
Yeah. Good. And then at 9 o'clock, Maxwell, acknowledged opponent of the Olympics through the CITR listserv.
Yeah.
You see, we don't have no agenda here.
Except to keep your ears, how would you put it? Let's see. Well massaged?
Speaking of which, this isn't going to do that. Okay, Vancouver punk band called The Pogs.
Yeah.
Probably remember them. But I don't know they were still around. Anyway, there's a new CD called... it's a compilation CD called Vancouver Punk as Fuck, Volume 2. I think I can say that because, you know, it's a work of art.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And The Pogs are on there along with, 30 other bands.
That's a funny name for... Oh, that's not a punk band.
30 other punks? That would be a great name for a punk band. This one's The Pogs with I Sat on a Mountain and the Universe Smiled at Me.
Scotland, Dag.
Once.
What was it like?
I remember it much as one recalls a dream or a nightmare. I was on a budget flight to Norway when a storm hit and forced us to ditch in Glasgow Prestwick. I was stranded. And it's so hilly up there you can't get any signal on your car phone. It looked bad. It looked like I was going to have to spend the night in Glasgow.
Jesus Christ.
The cabin crew suggested we all go out and club it. I had no option. It was that or one of their B&Bs. I figured it'd be safer on the streets. For the first time ever, I saw the Scotch in their natural habitat, and it weren't pretty. I'd seen them huddling in stations before, being loud, but this time I was surrounded. Everywhere I went, it felt like they were watching me. Fish-white flesh puckered by the Highland breeze. Tight eyes peering out for fresh meat. Screechy, booze-soaked voices hollering out for a taxi to take them halfway up the road to the next all-night watering hole. A shatter of glass. A round of applause. A 16-year-old mother of three vomiting in an open sewer. Bairns looking on, chewing on potato cakes. I ain't never going back. Not never.
My aunt lives in Scotland. She says it's quite nice.
Well, she's wrong.
You've painted up your lips and combed and cuddled your dyed blonde hair. Susie, are you contemplating shuffling out somewhere? The clock upon the wall tells me it's time you were in your bed. Susie, the vino has gone to your head. It wasn't me who just started that crazy old tongs and Santoy war. But being the biggest idiot for the carpenter to go out and do my patriotic chore. I razored 17 year old and cut the heads of 14 men. For they left me screeched to on this flare. It's hard to love a woman with bowly legs and scaly eyes. Oh, one thing I'll never accuse you of is going out with other guys. Nonetheless, I hope you manage to get yourself another man. But Susie, why'd you not leave me my bedpan?
Thundering hooves of Time's winged chariot are drawing near behind us, my friend.
As is, of course, the same sound rolling as Apollo's chariot. I wonder if the two of them crashed, Time, you know, Time and his chariot.